Elmo and Big Bird have lots of experience educating children about all kinds of things, from the alphabet to autism. Well, now Sesame Workshop wants to help millions of refugee children from Syria, Iraq, and other war-torn countries. But first, they're doing their homework. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has our story.
At Sesame Workshop's headquarters in New York recently, CEO Jeff Dunn told a small crowd the company has a responsibility to help the most vulnerable among us.
There are no more vulnerable, you know, people in the world than these refugee families and kids.
So Sesame Workshop is working with the IRC, the International Rescue Committee. The two organizations invited relief workers and public health experts from around the world to come together to share their knowledge, answer questions, and watch some Sesame Street.
Let's count down. 10, 9, 8.
Sesame Workshop's Director of International Education, Abby Bukavalis, showed the group existing content with different themes, like coping.
Some of the things that we're really trying to influence are children understanding that they have big feelings, and there are things that they can do to manage those feelings or those emotions.
Like taking deep breaths, as the adult human Gordon shows the Muppet Telly when he's really angry.
Okay, try it. In through my nose.
And
good.
Out through my mouth.
And now talk to yourself and say, calm down. Like that.
Calm down. There you go.
Another big theme that came up was inclusivity. In a clip from Sesame Street in Brazil, Big Bird feels left out because he's too tall to play limbo with the other Muppets. So his friends adapt the game so that he can play too.
A gente faz uma adaptação.
O quê?
Adaptação, Garibaldinho.
But this video clip raised a red flag for some who work in the Middle East. Cairo Arafat oversees the production of the Arabic language Sesame Street from Abu Dhabi. She urged her colleagues not to make assumptions that refugees will share their values, like inclusivity.
Many of these populations, children are still taught, no, be wary of the people who don't talk like you, don't look like you, don't, you know, or come from a different sect.
With the special conditions in refugee camps, Arafat said think carefully about what you're trying to teach. For Sesame Workshop, it was a full day of lessons like this. Another big one, teach refugee children what their caregivers are going through.
Children notice what their parents go through, but they don't understand it.
Dr. Rabiel Shammai is a psychiatrist and head of the National Mental Health Program of Lebanon, where there are more than 1 million Syrian refugees.
They get puzzled. Why is daddy shouting at me now? I mean, I didn't do anything wrong. And it's very important to explain to children how parents feel about displacement, about losing their homes, about coming to another country.
Sherry Rosenfeld, Sesame's Senior Vice President for Social Impact, says while the seminar in New York was important, it's just the beginning of their process.
It's insufficient until we go back to the region, go back to Jordan, back to Lebanon, back to Iraq, and bring some of the working hypotheses to say, you know, okay, we're going to test these with you. What makes sense? Help us figure out where to focus.
A team from Sesame Workshop is traveling to Amman next week. They've organized a kind of focus group for Syrian refugees. Children and families will view existing Sesame content and give feedback. Grover will be there too. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
I am blue.